A popular uprising may have ousted the despised president, and elections are being promised. But the so-called Jasmine Revolution is not over, and neither is the unrest. The texts, tweets, and Facebook messages which had called people onto the streets have now been telling them to get back to work, and some shops and cafes did reopen. But the anger over 24 years of President Ben Ali's heavy-handed rule has not diminished since he and his family fled to Saudi Arabia. And the crowd, having tasted people power, is now rejecting the proposed new government as too full of faces from the old regime. It's all made the former president's friends nervous. Ben Ali had been supported by Colonel Gaddafi in next-door Libya, who said he was pained by his old ally's forced departure. There are fears of a domino effect, that what happened in Tunisia threatens authoritarian regimes from Mauritania to Algeria to Egypt and Jordan. There have been copycat protests over the same issues of unemployment and high food prices in Algiers and in Amman. And several protesters have set themselves on fire, this one caught on a cell phone camera through a window in Cairo. It was exactly this type of self-sacrifice that set the Tunisian revolution going, and it has other leaders worried.
They are already threatened. I don't think they can sleep nighttime. I think it's a nightmare for them what happened in Tunisia now.
Long silenced protesters on the Arab street have found their voice. Mark Phillips, CBS News, London.